But I want to thank you all for coming. And it was Lori Moss's brainchild to have this affinity group, because Lori felt, as you probably do since you're on, that there's so many different issues for agencies that are within federations. So this is our inaugural group, and we'll have another one, and maybe more people will come, but every small group is a gift. That's what my first social work supervisor told me 30 years ago. So I agree. Lori, take it over.
I know, that's true. I mean, and I was saying, and it's, you know, kind of preaching to the choir, since the two of us, the three of us, I guess, and Lisa, because Lisa used to be a small agency exec.
True.
You know, although it was not an integrated situation,
but
still,
felt like it was.
Yeah, but there are unique
building.
Yeah, I mean, there are unique things that we all have to deal with that so many of the other JFSs don't have to. And I was saying to Aaron earlier, when we first started the small agency affinity group, we really were wanting to make sure that the small agencies were heard and seen, not just heard, but also seen, and that, you know, we have a strong role in the network and in our communities. And then I kept hearing, well, but, you know, it's a little different for us, or we don't have to worry about that, or, you know, like I would listen to everybody do their huge fundraisers and that sort of thing. And I'm like, thank God I don't have to do that, because Federation really handles that piece, you know, for me. Not that I don't have to try and raise money, but I don't have to do a gala and do all those kind of things. And then the PPP loans and all that sort of stuff. And it just made me wonder if this might not be an opportunity. It doesn't mean they're exclusive of each other. So I don't want anyone to feel like I'm adding another meeting to your lives or forcing you to do that. But it just seemed like there were enough issues, challenges, and I hate to say it, make it seem negative, but, you know, and also positives.
There's a lot of politics involved.
Yeah,
in federation.
That we have to, we all have to negotiate that some of the others really don't. And I'm hoping that I can get a list. And if it, you know, I'll just email or call all of them, because I don't think there's that many, to, you know, encourage them to join and do that. And there is, and I know Lee Moore, you're on it, or there is a small Facebook group that is just for this group. And again, if you're not a Facebook person or mental health wise, we need to steer clear of it. You can also set it up just to get notified if somebody in that group sends a message, so that then that would be a way to just get on it. Cause I certainly get the whole, don't make me look at it. I get sucked in and down that rabbit hole, and woo, I don't want to do it anymore. So I just really, you know, I thought, let's try this, see what's, you know, what's going on. A lot of us do this independently. You know, poor Lee Moore, I must email her, I feel like 10 times a day sometimes. But, you know, I heard you guys talk about this. Do you have a copy? Can you send that to me? Instead of, you know, reinventing the wheel, and let's talk about how we can do that. Or is there a group of small agencies that we can all get together and do something that benefits, you know, there's power in numbers. So enough diarrhea of the mouth. I just wanted to kind of put it out there and see what you guys thought, and thank Lisa and the network, because if you guys didn't do these kind of things, we wouldn't have this chance to connect with each other, since we're not able to do it, you know, kind of in person, or the good old days when we went to like the execs meeting, which I hope one day we get to do again. And I would so encourage you guys to do it.
Well, we have one set up for 2022. No, 2021 in November.
2021, really? Right?
Yep.
In November.
Face one?
In Scottsdale, not at the Biltmore, in Scottsdale.
In a different spot.
Yeah.
It so used to always be at the
Biltmore.
At the Biltmore.
Right.
Oh, it was like a little slice of heaven on top of work. You know, everybody would be in these sessions from like 9 until 4, and then you'd see everybody at the pool right afterwards. It was like, okay, we're just chilling now. And you got, you know, it's like the meeting after the meeting where you accomplish sometimes more or added on. So it was great.
I want to just mention Carol Miller's on this call, and I don't think we all know Carol.
I don't.
Carol, do you have a video? Can you hear me?
She's muted.
Okay, here's maybe just took people longer than we thought to get in. I don't know. We'll find
out.
Yeah,
it could be.
Carol, can you hear us? And this is Sandra Levine. Hi.
Hello, Sandy. Sandy is good.
Sandy's good.
So yeah. Sandy, we wanted to, I guess we should introduce each
other. We'll introduce ourselves, yeah.
We were expecting a few more people. Did you have a difficult time getting on, Sandy?
Yes. I had trouble with the link initially.
What happened? What happened?
Well, I had put it onto my calendar and then I couldn't get it to work from my calendar. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and find the original email.
Interesting.
I had the same. I had to end up registering two more times.
Okay, wow. So this is
just
important.
Today.
This is our new database and this is created out of that database. And this feedback is important because normally it was so easy. So it didn't work when you put it into your calendar is what you're saying. Okay, Carol, are you with us? Okay, so we'll start with, I guess Lori already did her whole intro, but maybe you'll just introduce yourself, your agency.
Yeah,
maybe,
I mean,
you know, the size or whatever you want to say.
Right, and Sandy, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome not only to this group, but welcome to JFS. And we're both Hoosiers. We met each other online, on an email yesterday. So I'm really happy to see you and get to know you more. So I am the exec of the JFS in Indianapolis, and we are, like obviously all of us, not only small, but also integrated. And some people know that word, some people don't, but that's what I've known it as. It used to be functional federations, but like I said, that makes me think dysfunctional. So I liked integrated that I've been hearing. So that's why we picked that. We can change the name. That none of us are married to that. And just really wanted us to have a chance to be able to meet each other, share information, see what's going on, and see how we can share things. So that's who I am.
Do you want to say how big your agency is?
How big my agency is?
Yeah, because some agencies are larger than others who are integrated.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably six of us, some part-time, some full-time. And we have about a $600,000 budget.
Okay. Aaron, who wants to go next? Aaron.
I'm the director of the Jewish Care Program, and we are a part of the Jewish Federation. So it started, our federation is the Federation of New Mexico. So this started out of JFS closing in 2013. And it's grown from just me part-time to we added on another person part-time. And then they asked in Albuquerque, then they asked me to open a site in Santa Fe. So we have an office there now. And now I'm still part-time 3 days a week, but the other two people now are full-time. So 2.5 people. And yeah, our budget is around 200,000, mostly from Federation, but we have donors, lots of donors, and our community foundation, Jewish Community Foundation, also supports us in a variety of ways. I was going to say something else. I don't know. Oh, and we also have a community chaplain. One of our rabbis, community rabbis, works 10 hours a month for us for burial assistance if we need, and hospitals and spiritual crises for those who are unaffiliated. But we help everyone.
That's great. And does the chaplain stay kind of in one particular area, or do they cover the whole state?
He is in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And mostly because well, that was an area we were going to, we were thinking of expanding. But the rabbis in Santa Fe kind of seem to have it down in a lot of ways for people who are in the hospital, and they just all sort of take turns, which is what they were doing a little bit here. But Albuquerque, we have a lot of unaffiliated folks, and we needed someone who was really at the ready. We may expand it, but we'll see.
Okay. That's great. Well, I have to tell you, I thought that Indianapolis was the only community that ever closed their JFS. So now it's yours and ours. Ours was closed. We were a JFCS, and they closed it in the 90s and then brought it back in 2002. So, yep.
Ours shut their doors in one day. Just closed. They just were so dysfunctional. They closed in one day. Everyone lost their jobs, and all of the files and client information was just sealed.
Wow.
So then when I came on, they just said, please help us with the survivors. Please figure out what the needs are. And that's how we ended up where we are now. And the trust. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we got it. I think we're doing okay now, but it took some time.
I remember you guys had a pretty, was it a NORC you had there?
A what?
Naturally occurring retirement community. Did you have that grant?
Not Jewish. Okay.
Outside.
We have a one place called the Shalom House, which they built as a potential assisted living. I'll be quiet in a second. But the very end, they lost funding, and then they contracted with HUD Housing. So it's now still Shalom House, but by this point we have 3 Jewish people in the whole building. And Jews can't just get in because it's federal funding. So it's understandable, but there's no place.
Limor?
Sure. I'm the director of JFS in Raleigh, North Carolina. We serve the largest county in North Carolina, so we actually serve all of Wake County. There's 8 of us. There's about 5 FTEs, a budget of 350. We are very heavy on direct services, clinical. So we do therapy and case management and any kind of assistance possible. Well, not again, a lot of assistance, and very heavy on outreach and volunteers. We have been around for about 30 something years and have been part of the Federation the entire time, with the past many years having a lack of leadership in the Federation. And you were saying trust about JFS. So for us, it was the opposite. It was trust of Federation that was really lacking. It still is lacking. We got a new executive director about a month ago, so I'm very, very hopeful. But it's something that will take a while to go. So there's definitely been a lot of different kinds of, whether it's conflicts and frustrations and all the things that Lori was talking about earlier, that come with being a JFS, which is thriving and is very trusted in the community and is doing really well, but yet at the same time, very, very much reliant on Federation. So we are very heavy funded by grants. Several of them are like JFNA stuff. So they're very, they need that Federation support, and very heavily funded by community, which again, some of which make every possible notation that they want and need that this is a JFS designation, and others that are just general. And if we're not part of the Federation, then we're not really getting it. So it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah. At least we know we're not doing it by ourselves. So Sandy, welcome.
Thank you. This is, I just started. So my first official day as director was January 4th.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Welcome.
So I don't know what my budget is. I know that there is one. I just don't know what it is yet.
That's a good start.
That's unbelievably terrible right now for me to hear that you have just started the job that you are the director of, and your Federation hasn't told you what your budget is?
Well, they did They did give it to me. I got a paper yesterday, but it's sitting on my desk and I'm at my home office. So I don't have it in front of me.
But I'll go with Sandy because ours wasn't even approved yet. So.
But you were hired to run an organization and you don't even know what you're running. I mean, that to me seems so unusual, I think, unless I don't understand what it means.
So the things I know about our budget, I know that last year we were, because of COVID, everything kind of stopped.
Yeah.
But the donations kept coming in. So, and we're pretty much donor funded. So last year we were so under budget that this year, I'm not worrying about the budget that much. I know there's money to do the stuff that we've always done. That's part of why I haven't really worried about it. And I will, it's on my list to learn more about the budget and what's coming in versus what's coming out. But so little has gone out in the past year that, like in terms of programming, we used to have two lunches every month that were in our building with speakers and providing a kosher lunch. Right. Well, that just stopped.
Right.
And we didn't resume it until I started part-time just to learn the job in November. And that's when we resumed doing lunches, but it's only once a month. And not everybody, we're delivering the lunches to people who participate. And it's very few people actually want the lunch. So we're so way under budget that it's okay.
Okay.
And so far I've had the speakers, I've arranged my speaker in January is not charging us anything. My February speaker is not charging us anything. And I'm working on a March speaker who's not going to charge us anything. That's so awesome. We're just, that's why I'm not too worried about budget.
And you're there by you're doing this yourself.
I have two part-time associates, one in Michigan who does really direct supports with food, shopping, and food pantry stuff with our people in a couple counties in Michigan. And then I have one associate here in Indiana.
Okay.
And they're both part-time. So I'm doing the heavy lifting. And I will say that before I came, and this is it just goes back to what I think is mismanagement going way back. There are no records. I mean, it's all just handwritten scrawl. So if you go back and you look, whether it's food pantry, I'm operating a food pantry, the December entries for what came in and what went out were all written, handwritten on a sheet of paper. I'm kidding. And it wasn't even legible. So it took me an hour to decipher what was on that paper. Well, I've now created, there's a spreadsheet for donations in, distribution out. It's all, and what we're purchasing in terms of food gift card, it's all now, I've got forms for
that. You've accomplished a lot in a week.
You're starting from scratch in essence. Okay.
I mean, I've done that. There was an intake form that must've been developed in the 1980s that was handwritten that nobody was even bothering to use. I've created a new intake assessment that's online that I've distributed to my associates and I've used for the first time myself. Nobody had a plan who were helping. So we're just starting with new people coming in where we're going to do this intake assessment and then a plan service.
Well, that's exciting in its own way.
So, I mean, I'm starting from scratch here is what you're hearing, but I'm developing forms as I go. And it's I come from a developmental disabilities background. I was a director for developmental disability services for many years. And so I know how to do these things. It's just, I can't I can't get it all done in a week.
No, you've done a lot in a week, and know that, I mean, not only I'm here in a week. as a fellow Hoosier, and, you know, and actually our federation director used to be your federation director.
Yes. We're friends.
Actually. So, and our federation director was my student, my intern. So it's all very, you know,
incestuous.
So, well, Jewish geography.
Right. So always. We're all, know that you're not by yourself. We're here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Carol, are you here? Are you with us, Carol? Okay, so I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know what community Carol's with.
I can look it up. I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
I've met her.
I hope you can hear us, Carol. We're happy you're here.
You can write in the chat if you want as well.
True.
Okay, so.
So one of the things, you know, and I think we're hearing a little bit of it now, that kind of I wanted us to see if we wanted to chat about, well, what are some of the challenges? That we, you know, have going forward. I mean, we're obviously, we can't go back and change, but going forward. I know for us, and I'll just kick it off, is after what we've been through this last year, I'm trying to get the mantra or the language a little bit different. The whole, we serve the most needy, the most this, the, you know, it's like, oh, you know, and this year we all learned that we all have moments. We all have challenges. And so I'm trying to see about, you know, working with not only our federation, because again, we're how they raise the money. I mean, yes, there are people who give to federation because they believe in the federation, you know, the federation system, but there's a lot who give because of the stories and the situations that we all deal with on a daily basis, whether it's the folks coming into the pantry, the survivors, those who need to, you know, a ride to the doctor, emergency financial assistance, and that it's not just a for the poor and downtrodden, the, you know, the Statue of Liberty kind of thing. It's all of us. You know, if you think about it, the seven of us on this call have all been impacted by COVID.
Well, I will just personally share. I mean, I lost my father to COVID not very long ago. I just finished Shloshim about a week ago.
Wow. So sorry.
So really very much personally impacted by COVID. And in my first community newsletter, I wrote a paragraph about it at the end, really thanking the community for their support. Mm-hmm. Because I did have nice support from the community, but it's personal.
It is. And so I'm trying, you know, that's a challenge that I have, or that I'm kind of giving to myself to move forward. And I don't know where everybody else is at. You know, we all, and welcome Jody. We were just kind of giving introductions of who we are and you know, our agencies, our programs, our departments, whatever we're called.
And
then kind of looking at, you know, kind of talking about what challenges there might be. So I don't know if you want to jump in, Jody.
So, but you're muted. Jody, you're muted. Ha ha. Jody, yeah.
I thought I clicked it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hi, and I'm sorry I'm late. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. We have a very small Jewish community, probably 3,000 people in central Iowa. I am a part of the Federation, which I understand is what this group is for.
Which is what Carol Miller is. She just wrote. JFS, which is a part of a federation or another organization
of the department. Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. So our federation in and of itself is a small agency. So I am really a one-person shop, a department within the federation. primarily serving our seniors. So we do social activities. I do a ton of resource and referral because the majority of our seniors do not have children living in this area. And so I do a lot of work with adult children who are living other places. I also do community outreach. So I'm involved with, for example, our food, the Food Pantry Network and different organizations like that. I sort of tend to be the federation person for those initiatives. That's pretty much it.
Great. So, and Carol did write, I don't know if you guys saw in the chat, that they are not part of the federation. They don't have a federation, but they are in the process of becoming a program of or a department of their JCC, which I would love to chat about too, Carol, because at one point we were a program of our JCC too. So I feel like I've kind of had my toes in lots of different waters. so it'll be interesting for us to all be able to do that. So challenges, Erin, you were about to say something.
Sorry. Oh, I was going to say my first 3 years, we were a part of the JCC. I was a part of the JCC, but the funder was the federation pretty much. So we came, I advocated that we can't come back to the federation because it was not that great at the JCC, but no, that's all I was going to say.
Okay.
So my biggest challenge as a brand new person is one of my two associates has never really done any paperwork. She's been part of the JFS for years. She's half-time funded through the temple that is in the area. So, I mean, like I'm her supervisor, but she's got other people that have a say, and you know, she just is highly resistant to, and she'll do the call log. I've gotten her to do that, but I can't get her to do progress notes.
But that's not a federation issue. That's
a
staffing issue, right?
It's a staff issue. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. As a supervisor, as a person supervising.
Sure. Right.
It's well, really and challenging.
Being the new person, you don't want to, you know, push too many buttons either. It's hard. So I know go ahead. I was going to say, I bet Limor has something because Limor and I
would just say slowly but surely, because when I started and I was about 8 years ago, I had something similar to what you said earlier, Sandy. We had documentation, but it was documentation with the logo of a different JFS. So I thought that was a little inappropriate. So we started like that, but beyond that logo, it was really a matter of people that didn't really know that they should even be documenting anything. So it was really just slowly introducing smaller and smaller things. And I can tell you now that we're now using an electronic data system and are not using any notes, and all my resistant people just love it. So eventually you get there.
Well, that is the plan, to go to some kind of electronic system. And I'd love to know what one you're using.
We use Social Solutions, Apricot. I think there's several agencies using them. It's very, I think it's very different kind of experiences. Like, I love it. Lori, I don't know where you stand now, but at least when Lori and I spoke about it in the beginning, they were not yet sure about it. So I think it's something that you just need a good amount of time to really say, what is it that I want and need, and right, build it? Because unfortunately for a small organization like ours, we don't get the ones that are already built for you. You kind of have to work really hard to make it happen.
Right.
The price that you get. So for us, it works beautifully and I can easily get data out now. It's amazing.
I have a question. Are your databases separate from federations or do you work within the same database? Everyone's a separate. Okay, terrific. That's good.
I mean, I know for an indie, I have the federation database and I have JFS's database.
You're allowed to use the federation database?
Yeah, for interactions and
a lot of times people can't.
Yeah, if I'm soliciting, you know, that kind of stuff. There's only one other person at JFS who is, but that's it. But I would agree with Limor. I mean, and she and I struggled with this. my staff was not interested. They were used to the, you know, handwritten notes. And frankly, so was I.
Yeah.
I've been here 30.
The previous director going back wrote notes for her. There's a file of her notes written by a former director.
Who has time for this?
Right.
Exactly. And then the director immediately before me didn't have time to deal with it. So he just tried to get her to do progress notes, but she really didn't do it. And she told me today, this just floored me, that she's not doing the notes because she can't get the system to work on her iPad or her phone, and she doesn't want to use her laptop.
Well, that's a whole different issue.
Yeah, let's not talk so much more about the staffing issue, because I know we don't really have that much time, and it's hard when you're a new horse in town or the new sheriff in town. You got to lay down the law and, you know, hope people get on board, because, you know, things are changing, and that's why they hired you, right? So that's what I would say.
But you're welcome to chat later. I would love to talk and be glad to talk about
that. Yeah, or happy to. I mean, I wanted it.
Yeah,
but I had a hard time adapting to it. Now I barely even have paper notes that I save and then I add it in the database within the next that hour.
It's so frustrating. I'm doing a new database now too. I'm going to love it, but I hate it as we speak.
It's gonna be great.
Because it's so complicated. But Erin, did you have something to say about
We had the same issues around paperwork. So I wish this group was here when I was starting. But one of the issues that I face is right now we have a new director for the past year and a half, and I've lost a lot of kind of power over my budget. And to the extent that this time I wasn't even consulted for the first time ever. And I feel like I have priorities. One area that needs help is salary. And I feel powerless to give the two people who are working full-time an increase in their salary. And I've tried to make a case, but I'm making a case to people who are not clinicians, to people who want to collect the money, but not necessarily, you know, now they're going to lower my allocation because I raised so much money this year, which I get. I really do understand the bigger picture, but then just let me make certain choices. So I'm feeling very frustrated, around the lack of power over, lack of control over my own budget and where I think it's necessary. So, and all of that's always with, I know you all know this, we're all just behind the scenes,
right?
You know, I can't even advocate to a board.
Erin, you don't have like your own committee that's a part of your Federation board or a representative on the Federation board you could go to?
No. Early on, they had wanted a committee, and then there were sort of too many cooks in the kitchen. And then, but I have been very surprised that there's been no representative, there's no program committee on the board. But I also, there's a way that the board is, the new director has the board in his pocket. So now I don't even want to even get near that. Mm-hmm. But I that would be a great thing, Jody, if I had an advocate on the board.
It doesn't make any sense that you don't. Have you reached out to that new Federation director who may not know that that's important for you to have representation on the board? Like, he may just not know, just like, because he's new.
I think he's my direct supervisor. It's right. Such a small federation.
Yeah.
I think he would rather be in charge of it than give me representation on the board.
Sometimes it's like a little fiefdom as opposed
to something.
Yeah,
this was not what was happening before.
But I think that kind of stands to what from a very different direction, kind of what my frustration is to really, where do we stand as GFSs? What is our place within Federation in itself? You know, I mean, for us, it sounds like we're a little bigger, but there's GFS and there's GCC and there's Federation. And I can see that in Federation's board meetings, they glance over. I mean, their eyes, they just don't get what it means to be a social service provider. And I get it. But that, on the one hand, gives me a little bit more independence, but on the other hand, doesn't really put the focus of where it should be sometimes. And I can at least say that for us, we went from a structure of like, you're independent, you're not independent, now you're semi-independent, and they keep going back and forth. But the moment that they added an advocate, we have an advisory board, which is still kind of trying to find itself, but the chair of that advisory board that sits on the board of the Federation has really elevated GFS, because they were able to then say, we're here, this is what we do, and this is why we're also important to you. So it kind of goes back and forth from us. And I think for us, we really are trying to figure out like, where is our place? And when is it a time for you guys to also understand that you should elevate what we do? Because hey, COVID, and how much we've done during that, and how much more donations you got because of that, and so on. So
yeah. And is the person on the board, and I guess I could talk with you later, Lee Moore, but is the person on the board a clinician? Like, how do you have the person on the board that's representing you not give you suggestions and take you in other way, you know, paths that you feel like are not?
Well, I think a lot of it was really just tailoring who's on my advisory board. I was at least had the power to choose who's going to be on my advisory board. There was one year that we did not have that, and we got somebody really did not understand GFS or didn't even try. But from my situation until now, the president of my board was a clinician. This year, she's the new one is not, but she's a GFS volunteer who's also been on our advisory board. So, and we have a very, very pretty tight connection too. So,
last question: how many people are on the board? Your advisory board?
I think we have eight or nine. Okay. And but I will say as well, there's still it is, well, it's a lot and not enough too. But they're really trying to figure out what they are and what they really can do, because they're not the board.
Right.
So, and especially during COVID, when suddenly they felt like I can't even do anything hands-on, then they don't even know what they're doing. So that's a whole different kind of struggle.
And you know,
we did the same thing in Indy. We have a GFS committee, and we revamped it all strangely at the end of 2019. So 2020 was going to be the beginning of that. So, and we have like a job description for people who are on that committee. And this is, you know, you're our eyes and our ears. You're our voice in the community. You agree to support either financially or with time, the programs that we offer.
Send that to me so I can put it into the integrated JFS folder for the resource library, because that sounds terrific. Really good, Lori. What I was going to say to Aaron potentially is that if there's someone on the board of the Federation that you like, that participates in your program, that's a good friend to JFS, I would ask them to be a part of your committee. And I think committee is less threatening to this fiefdom guy than an advisory board, right?
Or even if not, like, because it sounds like that maybe Aaron's supervisor doesn't even want her to have a committee. So even if not, to find that one person, like you said, Lisa, and trying to make them more of a appear to understand what GFS does so they can become that advocate in the board.
But can this Federation director tell Aaron that she can't have a committee that is going to work with her to, you know, build better services, create programs that are, you know, needed in the community, like, you know, as lay people? I mean, that's really a part of what a JFS director does. They assess the community and they see what the needs are, and it's good to have outside help. Otherwise, it's Aaron making decisions for the community, right?
Prior to the current Federation director that we have, our Federation director really did not only saw Federation as the fundraiser. They did not see Federation as anything but that. So you have to really massage it. And here's somebody in the community who's a donor, who really has a passion for what we do, and I'd really like to involve them. What do you think about that? You know, and kind of give the power back to him or her. And say, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let's keep them involved. Cause you know, we want the donor, we want them to continue doing this, but then you've got that advocate for what you're doing and to be there. And then that maybe let's look at, we're having lots of feedback. We've been through, you know, use COVID, you know, we've been through this and there's lots of, you know, potentials that we could be doing to kind of get Federation out there so that people in the community know what we do. What do you think? It may work, it may not, you know.
No, I appreciate all of it. It is always so political and all of that, but I think getting, it has been, I think it'll be, I think if I do my groundwork now during COVID and then sort of emerge with these ideas, I think that'll be helpful. But this is good. I'm going to think about it. I think I didn't really want it that much before because I had a lot of like really good relationships with the Federation directors. But I think now I'm seeing this is something that's needed and it's, and in order to support the work and the people that are doing the work. So this is good. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
You know, Lori,
I know we only have 2 minutes left.
So. Yes, 2 minutes left because we're doing 50-minute affinity group calls. That's the 2021 goal so that people can go to the ladies' room or
right. We want to give everybody a bio break.
A bio break. I wanted, you had mentioned about the Facebook group. You might want to mention it.
Yes.
And so I want to tell everybody about the resource library, right? We have this resource library and I want you guys to look at it at different times because there are all sorts of things that go into it. It can be a little complicated, but I want to tell you that if you search in the little search button, waivers or whatever it is that we're talking about, committees, you know, you may come up with, you know, something that could be beneficial. Otherwise, you just have to go through a lot of resources. We're fixing that as well. So that's going to be streamlined, but for now, search something if you can't find it.
And know that, you know, these are all new. I mean, the network has only been around for, you know, a few years.
3 years.
Three. So, you know, we had lots of growing pains and lots of, you know, interest and all of you are what makes it work. So, that's important. There is a Facebook group just for the integrated, as well as there's one for small agencies. And I believe you can set it up to be notified if there's a new post so that you don't have to get sucked into the rabbit hole sometimes of Facebook if you're not ready for that or whatever, or need to take a break. So I wanted everybody to know that. And I'm going to do my best to reach out to everybody else who was on the invitation list for this group, just to make sure they know about it. I'm thrilled that, you know, there were this many of us who were ready to do it. And so I appreciate it so much. And if there are other, you know, topics we can continue kind of with, you know, the challenges, we can talk about databases, we can talk about budgets. We can talk about programming ideas. There's nothing off limits. And I'm sure it goes without saying that anything, you know, we all talk about in here is not, you know, anything like that. And especially, I mean, Sandy and I are both in the same state, you know, we have it all. And so, and we know similar people, so it's completely safe space.
I am going to open this hyperlink and put it in there so you guys can get it because I tried to just do it now, it didn't work. So I love what you said, Lori. I think that this is going to be good for all of you and keep in touch, right? Can you see everyone's emails now with the new database? I'm not sure you can. Interesting.
I don't think so. But I'll get, here's mine. And you can always reach out. And if we need to get others, we can get a whole group.
You want me to send this group the emails right now? Okay, I can send you all of these emails.
Great.
Carol, would you like to be included in that? I'll put Carol's in too. But if everyone can cut and paste, that's how you get into the members only resource library and it never changes, right? So that's your password. So no matter what, you can do that. And that's the integrated Facebook page. Okay, Carol says yes.
Terrific. Yay, Carol.
Okay, you guys, it's 12:21. We did a good job. We have some interesting ideas. Keep in touch with each other. Lori, thank you always for your fabulous.
And we know we have.
You're the best.
And, and our next one is March.
Oh, and we have the April 19th through the 22nd annual conference. And we have small agency pricing. And I think it's going to be really much less expensive for you all. I think it's five people for 250. I don't even have the information, something like that. One person for a lot less than
two. Look how long we've worked on that, Limor.
But it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Okay.
We haven't received that yet. Is that right?
Oh, you have not.
Okay.
It's coming out probably in the next 10 days.
Okay. I'll watch for it.
Thank you.
I would say by the beginning of February, you'll have it.
Yeah, perfect. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Bye, everybody. Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Nice to meet everyone. Bye. Good luck.